right. We're live in Comedy Central. Just about. Okay, we're live in Comedy Central. There. Now I got it right. It's a it's a Thursday morning. Puzza Thursday. We're actually joined in the studio now by somebody who's going to be doing his own show on cars. He already does little bits and pieces all over the place. Cars are pretty much what he lives for. Is that right?
That's about correct, yeah. I like to think that I can talk about just about anything, but I do seem to have this terrible affliction and this love of cars.
It is an affliction because you end up spending money on stupid stuff that just deteriorates in value.
Yes, immediately as you drive off the showroom floor.
So your name is Ciro, which is easy to pronounce if you're Italian.
Yeah.
Are you actually Italian?
I am by descent. My father was actually born in Napoli, which is very cool. So I have a fantastic passport. But I was born here, and I just suppose I got this legacy name handed down to me, which has made meeting girls in nightclubs very difficult my entire life because no one can pronounce my name.
Ciro.
Ciro.
Oh, that's very good. Right. That's very good.
How do you spell that?
C-I-R-O.
Ciro. How is Ciro?
If that coffee brand had just gone with Ciro, my life would have been so much easier.
Ciro. All right, so listen. You love cars, and you're going to be doing a show here with us with cars, but I thought that it might be fun if you assigned the perfect car that would, in your mind, characterize each of us. I don't know whether you know us well enough.
I've been listening for many years, so I think I should be able to get this quite right. My buddy, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
I see you in a Mazda MX-5 convertible.
Ooh.
But the hardtop version, not the soft top, because the soft top just fades and becomes tatty after a while. And
a Mazda.
Useless.
I need to look these up because I don't know what kind of car.
So get Googling. So the Mazda MX-5 convertible is the best-selling convertible of all time, the best-selling roadster of all time. It started off as this very cute little car. They were mostly sold in red. And they had pop-up headlights, which were very cool, but those are illegal now, so you can't
have those
on cars.
It's like a toy convertible.
But you know what? It's actually...
Stupid little car.
Hey!
It's sensible, and it's very cute, and I think it suits my buddy.
All right, it does suit her, though.
I like it. It's cute, sexy.
And it's cheap.
Hey, and it's open.
All right. How about S?
All right. I'm going to go with the Mercedes-Benz R-Class.
Ooh, that sounds
fun. The R-Class
is that like a Geländewagen?
It's very popular with soccer moms in the USA.
Oh dear.
But it is it's probably the most stylish soccer mom car that's ever been created,
it's a station wagon.
It's also very rare.
Well,
I can put animals in the back.
Yeah, you could, and they'd be very
other
comfortable.
People's children that I want to punish.
They'd be the most comfortable animals in the world. I just think it's a very elegant, very rare gem of a car.
Elegant and class.
It's not
elegant and classy.
It's not elegant.
Well.
It's a big old station wagon.
It's a tall ask.
Okay, so we're 0-1 here.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd look better in a Jack Daniels truck.
Damon Calvari.
Okay. This year, we're going to dig a little bit into the vintage car files, and it's a car that I just met very recently. Do you guys remember the Back to the Future series?
Yeah,
Michael J. Fox, 88 miles per hour.
The DeLorean.
There we go, the DeLorean. So there is actually one in the country. They're extremely rare. They're made out of stainless steel. The way you shine them up is with baby oil. They are the most ridiculous cars. They were a fantastic idea, executed really badly. But they are so lovable.
Bat's wings.
They're so lovable. They've got the gull wing doors. And that car's history is just littered with the most amazing sort of like urban myths, and half of them are real. And the founder got busted, a massive coke scandal, and it was an American car built in Ireland with a French Swedish engine.
A DeLorean.
there we go.
He was shrouded in.
Is there only one in South Africa? You say?
Yep.
How much is it worth?
I would guess probably around R1 million. Because it is so rare. They only made 9,000 of them.
See, that's your mistake right there, because Damon's not worth R1 million.
He is very rare.
He's rare.
He's unique.
There's only one Damon.
And so you can't not love that car. Look at that thing.
I don't think it. So far, all three cars you've chosen for us, either this means that we're really ugly and we deserve nothing better. What's mine?
Okay, so I've just driven this, and it was one of the most exciting, but one of the most outrageous cars that I've ever
you're
driven.
You're already wrong.
And it is the top of the range Range Rover Sport supercharged V8, 5 liter.
My brother's got one of those.
Ah, So I'm close. Yeah. It's in the family. But I think you'd be the sort of person who'd drive it actually really slowly and just cruise around with the engine burbling. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, this new one causing nonsense. It's magic. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually just drag raced it against the fastest BMW X5. I've got a video on that coming out soon. And I almost don't want to reveal the winner because they are identical on paper. But that Range Rover is just a monster.
Listen, I love that. So I'm happy with my... Your choice for me. I think Mabale works.
Two out of four.
I don't feel like it's a good match for Leanne. She's not a soccer mom at all.
I'm terribly sorry.
All you really need is a panel wagon with a space for the cats at the back.
and lots of cup holders. But some must be the bigger ones that take wine bottles.
The R-Class actually has the highest number of cup holders of any car ever made.
There we go.
I just made that up completely.
All right, and I do like the DeLorean for Damon, although it's a terrible, terrible piece of horrible equipment.
Yes, well, that's so why Damon. You like it.
But you can't.
No, that's true. Maybe you hit the nail on the head there as well. All right, so what kind of things do you like in cars? Because a lot of people just want them to go fast and look pretty.
Mm.
But if you're a real car fanatic, you get under the hood, you care about the way it sounds, you're interested in... using the N-word on live TV like Jeremy Clarkson did. That kind of thing.
We'll try not to do that. So car tech is something which the manufacturers constantly sort of chase each other with. It's like this massive game of one-upmanship. And the piece of technology at the moment, which I think has actually come a really long way and which people are seriously in need of, I think, is these self-parking cars. So you pull up. So if you see a parking space in the distance sort of on your left-hand side, you press a button. You drive past it, it scans the bay, and it decides for you whether you can fit.
Wow.
And then you hit a button, you take your hands off the wheel, the car reverses itself, steers itself, and parallel parks. If it gets to the back and it still needs to go a little bit forward, it tells you to select drive.
Oh, that's such a... That would be so cool, because then I wouldn't have to squeeze, because what happens is that there are these house bras who go shopping during the day, and then they park up, and they almost take up two bays. They park really close to the line or over the line, and... And you try to squeeze in there and you can't fit. And then they come back and they're angry with you that you try.
I can't even get into my car.
I'm like, look at how close I am to the other car on the other side.
Yeah. And then they'll bang your door on the way out as well.
Oh, sure.
Their door on your car. But there's actually a Volkswagen coming out now, which is going to have a feature. It'll alley dock as well, so it won't just parallel park. It'll be able to get out of the parking bay. But the best part is you can just get out the car and stand next to it with a key in your hand and hold down this button. And the car will park itself, and you can watch it park.
I'm so worried that then some idiot comes up out of nowhere and like drives into your car at speed, because that kind of thing does happen.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Car's not going to be able to go, hell.
Hit brakes.
And stop suddenly. Okay, I think it's a little way off, but we're getting there.
It's nearly there. The Range Rover, actually, that I just mentioned, self-parks itself, and it is the best party trick.
I heard you put newspaper over all the windows, so you couldn't see anything, and you parked.
Oh, that was actually in a BMW 4 Series.
Uh-huh.
So the 4 Series is a fantastic new car from BMW. They don't generally put a foot wrong, but they've really got this one right. And it's got these incredible parking cameras where it creates this effect like there's a drone hanging over the car, showing you a bird's eye view of your car, so that you don't bump into curbs and all that sort
of
thing.
How did they get that right?
Jeez. I don't know. German
maybe
wizards.
Maybe they do have drones hanging over.
And I thought, could I park this car if I covered every single piece of glass, every window in newspaper? So I did, and I managed to park. And
no scratches, no bumps, nothing.
No problem at all. And then we got kicked out of the V&A's parking lot immediately.
If you live in Cape Town, are you going to be flying up every week to do your show?
That's correct, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa, that's dedication.
Talk about dedication. What cars are terrible, and you've said terrible things about them, and the manufacturers have never really gotten over it? Because people are very sensitive. People who manufacture cars, and they have lots of money because they sell cars at exorbitant prices, and then they tell car journalists and people who review cars, say nice things, and if you don't, then suddenly you're not on the invite list anymore, and suddenly they don't want to do anything with you.
You're spot on, and it's a sort of
childish little babies who cry when their own product isn't good enough, and you give an honest appraisal of it.
I have really striven
Striven
my entire life to be as honest as possible and not to be swayed by the whining and dining and the international trips.
These
and all
guys spend a lot of money on trying to get journalists to say nice things.
Goodness me, we are looked after. And I'm on very good terms with Nissan. They actually just took us all to NAMPO, the biggest agriculture exhibition in the Southern Hemisphere.
It sounds horrible.
It's where people go to buy cows and combine harvesters.
Obviously.
And they fly in their private planes, buy a combine harvester for $30 million, and then get drunk and then get back on their plane and go home and carry on farming. It's the most amazing place I've ever been. And but a couple of years ago, I went on TV and I said, the Nissan Micra, this new Nissan Micra, is one of the worst cars I've ever driven. The seats are like sitting on a park bench. There's absolutely no support. They're horribly uncomfortable. The entire fascia is made out of recycled Tic Tac boxes. It's just an awful car. Don't buy it. And they didn't speak to me for 2 years.
Well, if you make Nissans, you have no room to be superior about yourself.
No,
you really don't.
Some of their products are great, and some of them have just completely missed the mark, and that's my job to tell people about that.
Yeah, but these executives with brittle egos who run car companies, they tend to take things very personally instead of being objective and thinking like the potential customer would.
Yeah.
Who wants answers about things.
Exactly.
It's a very hard thing to do, so you have to toe the line some of the time, and some of the time you must...
Yeah.
Be as brutally honest as you have to be.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's one of the reasons I can't have a car sponsorship is because I'll inevitably end up saying something horrible about it. Because all cars let you down at some point. All cars.
Yeah.
That have ever been made. And then they'll think it's about them. I feel like saying it's not about you. I'd rather just buy my own car and then I'm tired of it, get rid of it.
No, I think that's the best policy. I really do. I mean, you take the knock and the depreciation. I mean, a sponsored car is wonderful. It's someone else's problem. You know, you become a bit like me, really.
But then you're beholden.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not good.
Exactly.
Trust me.
It's not good for tax as well. Tax purposes, if you're a freelancer, I figured that one out.
Can't claim anything.
Yeah. Better to have your own.
The way I look at it, from my perspective, if you're buying a car, you're spending a considerable portion of the money that's in your life on this object.
For sure.
And you got to make the best decision. And if people like me aren't giving you the truth, then what is the point?
So how long should you keep a car for? Because people think you must buy a car and you must pay for it over like 10, 15 years. Then it's yours. But by then it's worthless. And shouldn't you rather just every year or two trade it in and get something else?
So this... I have huge problems with this. For instance, like companies like BMW, right? They have financing schemes where essentially if you don't give the car back in 3 years, you're screwed. And that's how they keep you in the brand. And it kind of works because, hey, you get to drive a nice new BMW every 3 years and they sell it on. I mean, this is extremely tough. I do a lot of car consulting for people and people just come to me for buying advice. And this is one of the things they always ask me, when should I get rid of my car?
Right.
It's different for every brand. I've been thinking about writing a bit of a formula where I could try to work it out for people. Like, what is the resale value of the car? That sort of thing. You know, what are the maintenance costs? Can you get a maintenance plan?
It's the longest answer for a very easy question I've ever heard in my life.
It's because it's a seriously complicated issue.
Next, you'll be switching over to Italian to explain.
Basically, you know what? Buy what makes you happy and sell it when you want something new.
That's it. Go with your feelings.
Yeah.
Some people say that it's a waste buying a car brand new because it starts depreciating from the moment you drive it off the showroom floor. Now, you should rather buy a demo, for example. What do you...
I hear good stories about demos and I hear bad stories about demos.
This is a demo. I've never understood that. People have said to me, here's a demo, and I go, I don't know what you mean, but okay.
It's been on the floor, and people have been test driving it.
Like the dealership has been using it. Yeah.
I seriously had no idea.
It's a village bicycle of the dealership world, and unfortunately it gets treated like such. And a very good friend of mine, his mother bought her first new car in 10 years. It's a brand new Volkswagen Cabriolet, and the engine's exploded because it was a demo. It's got 15,000 Ks in the clutch.
You buy your mother a car and your
engine. And now she's phoning me every day, tearing her hair out because the dealership's trying to say, no, we'll fix the engine. And I'm saying, well, the engine's kind of an important part of the car, and if it's exploded, it probably wasn't a good car to begin with.
It's the same concept as trying to buy a car from... car rental places like an Avis or Budget. The thing is that so many different people with different driving styles have driven those cars.
Yeah.
And they also don't really care because it's not their car. So it's all scraped underneath or
clutches
burnt out.
Like I admire people who are really into cars and into a certain brand of car, for example. They're people who will only drive this or that. I don't really care. I have no loyalty to any brand of car. I'm not particularly interested in what anyone else drives, really. And I know for a fact that all these guys who say to you, you can pick up the most amazing girls if you have a fancy car, talking nonsense. Because how often do you meet someone in traffic? How often do you actually stop your car and go, oh, hold on. Or she stops you and goes, wow, you got such a sexy car. Can I come home with you now? I mean, yeah. It doesn't
and
happen.
Do you want to take that sort of person
home? Exactly.
You certainly don't want to take them home to your folks.
No, it's
and
nonsense.
Apparently, there's a thing. I mean, I haven't lived in Joburg since I was a kid, but
lucky
apparently
you.
It's quite common to leave your car key sort of on the dinner table
so people
know what you drive.
Oh, there's a bunch of of real schmendricks that I know that they. You go to these dinner parties, or you go to even just a bar, you put down your car key
because
it's
going to
be your calling card, and then some really materialistic dumb girl is going to go,
oh, you drive a Lamborghini, can I come home with you tonight? I'll do anything you want because I'm a bimbo with only brains and I love fast cars.
Because that's the type of girl everyone wants, right?
Yeah, but in that moment, that's the kind of girl you're looking for when you walk in and you flash your Lamborghini
that's
key.
Right.
Like,
so,
what do you think is going to happen?
So the puck finds its loop.
Yeah.
And I think car makers know this because the car keys that I've been getting lately
getting
look like they
bigger.
Were sent you from space.
Yeah.
They're all shiny.
Listen,
and they light up.
Chiro, we're out of time, but thank
cool.
you very much. We'll
thank
speak
you.
To you a little later and enjoy your first show this morning.
Thank you. I'm very much
good
looking
man.
Forward to it. Cheers, guys.
Very, very good. Well, nice to have you here.
What time is the show?
We've got it's today at 9.
Straight after you guys.
Yeah, it's today at 9, awesome. And then they're going to, I think the slot will be probably 12 o'clock on Thursdays.
Yeah.
12, I need to ask you how Thursday. To pay for my e-tolls. I'm trying to pay them online.
Who cares? You don't have to pay them.
It's so confusing.
Don't pay your e-tolls.
Oh.
Refuse.
Can I just call that Western Cape, pull that Western Cape?
Yeah.
No.
No.
And just
chill.
Fix
lucky
it.
You.
You don't have to answer that question. We'll pardon you from that one. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, cool. We'll see you later.
Damn good, too.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
How's Dr. Dre? What a story. This guy's a billionaire. He's just sold his Beats headphones to Apple.
For over $3
billion. Oh, what a win. Okay, he has to split it halfway with Jimmy Iovine.
But they're still going to be called
still gives
Beats
him a billion
by Dr.
dollars.
Dre.
Oh, I love it.
I don't, actually don't know.
All right, that was Warren G and Regulate. Let's get back on TV. All right, welcome back. It's just after 8 in the morning, Thursday. Pooza Thursday.
It's Pooza Thursday, and
May
is International Masturbation Month.
That's very good news. But
who knew?
Bad news for people who didn't realize that and have only started today.
Yeah, it's halfway through the month.
You've missed out on half the month already. Do you want to do the intern Olympics? Because I think that might be quite fun. I think we need the Olympic Games with the interns. I've given each of them a couple of tasks to do, and I think it's time that we get them in here and get them doing those dumb things. The whole point is that it's got to be humiliating and ridiculous. So, interns, come on. Here we go. Ba-ba. Here we have Katlego, who came in her pajamas. Look at her.
But you know, it's not too bad because it's a trend now. I've seen people walking around in their PJs.
Valesa, who came in her school uniform.
Sweet.
Poor old Jeffrey's going to have to wash Damon's feet.
Oh,
he's got a mask
got
and gloves.
Gloves. Oh.
And Jonathan has got a dog biscuit. What have you done with it? Oh, you've actually got dog food as well.
You've got wet and dry dog food.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sia, what are you doing again? Oh, you have to draw with your foot. And what's Lindo's doing? What's he? Has he got one? Come here, in front of the microphone, we're on radio, remember?
Ball thingies.
Oh, the fireballs.
Oh, he's that's got to pop fireballs.
But we don't have them, do we?
Damon, do we?
Damon?
No, we don't have them.
Do we have the fireballs? Those red Bernie balls.
He's on the phone.
I bet you we don't.
No, if it was left up to Damon to get them, we don't.
I'll bet you we don't have the fiery balls, do we?
He looks guilty. Here it comes.
I'm afraid I dropped the balls.
He dropped the balls.
Supposedly Bernice had them.
I spoke to Bernice last night. She said
you.
She had the balls. I was supposed to put it in the Tupperware, but I forgot to do it.
I hate you. You're the worst producer in the world.
Can they
now everybody shut up and listen to me. I want you to repeat after me. I, Damon Calvari.
I'm a moron, and I'm sorry.
And I've screwed up again.
I've screwed up again, a beautiful, dignified game, and I feel really bad.
And I am a loser.
That is true.
I'm lucky that Gareth even gave me a job, because if he didn't, no one on earth would.
That's all. Can you repeat that?
No, it's too late. Just get out of here. I don't need to talk to you anymore. All right, interns, we're going to have some fun here. The Olympic Games work as follows. Everybody has to complete their tasks. Already we have two winners. These two have already done everything they need to do. Palesa and Katlego. They're lucky they drew those. Those were easy challenges. Now, a slightly more difficult challenge is Jonathan up first. Come over to this microphone or that one, whichever is more convenient. Mm. Jonathan is going to eat dog food. He's got dry dog food and he's got wet dog food. And we'll see which one he can do. Does it smell horrible, Mubs?
This smells like mints. Like normal mints.
Is it dog food?
It doesn't smell horrible. Smell it, Ass. It doesn't smell horrible.
That smells like normal mints.
Yes.
It's dog food mints.
Dog food mints. Okay, well,
horrible.
That's
I couldn't eat that.
Okay, let's smell these dry ones, though.
Oh, wow.
This could be rabbit pellets.
These things are legit.
Oh, no, they're bad. I think you should try those.
All right.
Start with the wet dog food.
Oh, okay. Let's thought I was going to mix it together.
No, no, no.
What, oh, no.
What happens if he needs to vomit?
Then he vomits right into that tub with the wet dog food in it.
What
right.
is okay.
How does that taste for you?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It tastes cold and...
And horrible.
Like protein.
And unappetizing. Mm-hmm. Are you going to mix it up now?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Jonathan he's going the extra mile, hey?
Yeah, well, he drew the unlucky lot.
He's impressing here. Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, it's a toss up between this one and washing Damon's feet. It ends up being
the
worst.
You wanna
hear
the crunch?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go get nine up nice and close to that microphone.
It's so good.
He sounds like a dog eating food.
Do I have to swallow?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be the hard part, right?
I've never heard that before.
There we go. Well done.
All right, Jonathan.
Good job.
Get that stuff out of here.
All right, you lunatic. All right, Linda, we would have had you doing the fireballs. Unfortunately, our producer has screwed that up completely. So instead, you will be given another task tomorrow. Lucky you. I'll think of something even more draconian and wicked to make you do. See, are you going to draw with your foot? Now, I don't know how we're going to do this, but here's a piece of paper.
Maybe... Put your
do I need my foot up
just
on
write
the desk?
Just write your name with your ugly big foot.
I don't know if you're that flexible.
I actually made sure I had to like get my feet looking good today.
Oh, so
oh okay.
There we go.
See, that's,
sorry, okay. I just had to add some drama.
Right, I would put it in one of the other smaller gaps.
Right, you remember the movie My Left Foot? It was about an artist who couldn't do anything except use his left foot. Daniel Day-Lewis played the actor. Can you write?
We're going to hold on to the piece of paper for you so
just
it doesn't
move. If you can just do an S, that's good enough for me because I can see you're going to struggle. Try an S.
I know, the pen won't release the ink. Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay, let's try this. My God. Your handwriting is terrible.
Is it curved? Does that count as a calf?
No, it looks like you've drawn a pair of balls.
That's an eye. Oh,
sure, okay.
Oh, no.
So, oh, the Y was brilliant.
The Y is
okay,
pretty good.
The A is going to be interesting.
A. Oh, wow.
That's not bad.
Oh. It's I-Y-A.
I have a new talent.
Very nice.
Impressive.
And finally, the most unattractive challenge of all. Damon Calvari, please make yourself available. We need to wash your feet.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Damon should maybe sit on the chair. And
yeah,
then Jeffrey's going to have to...
Jeffrey, this is going to be very ugly. And I don't know why you have to be punished like this. You just had the great misfortune of choosing the very worst task on Intern Olympics this morning.
You must take my socks off as well, hey?
Oh, look at Damon.
Yes, you take his socks off. You could sit there like Cleopatra, Damon. Cleopatra with a great giant fat stomach.
Why is he wearing a mask?
Because he knows what he's
because,
about to
because
encounter.
Because it's a health hazard.
Even holy.
Okay, the socks have holes in them. This is a great start. Do you want to smell that sock there, Linda, as part of your challenge?
Oh, no.
Yeah, go on. Tell us what you smell.
I'm clean, man.
Still, you never know.
I was actually expecting these horrible long toenails, but they're not. They're not bad, actually.
Give those feet a good... they look like... What are you talking about? They look like dinosaur feet.
Look, I got flat feet.
Yeah, you've got what? Plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis, yeah.
No, no, no. That's a condition. Flat feet is pedis planus. That's the medical term.
I see beads of sweat on Jeffrey's forehead. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Poor guy. Why don't you dip it in the water?
Is it hot water or cold water? No, it's cold water. It's cold.
Bucket's too deep.
Oh. Yeah, it's not exactly the perfect. You should have brought a foot bath. But it's all right. You chose the equipment. You know your equipment. Do your worst. Imagine all those calluses and those verrucas and those...
He's going right in between the toes.
Yeah.
That's good. Clean it up nice and proper.
Get that toe jam.
Oh, that's horrible. Look at poor Jeffrey. He's not having a happy time. Take a look at that face.
Take a look at that brown water.
I thought you said you'd wash.
I think my feet are very clean
now.
Yeah,
I think this is good enough. I'm happy. All right, thank you. Interns, of course, you know that we love you and we care about you, and that's why we put you through this mad misery. We need you to experience some of the horrors of radio.
Which one would you have hated to do most?
The dog food.
Yeah, the dog food
was the worst.
Yeah, sorry, Jonathan. Very unlucky.
He's smiling.
No, he's not. He's crying on the inside. Trust me.
He's heading straight to the bathroom now to take throw it up.
The good news for them is they still won't get paid.
Yeah, that's it. We got free entertainment.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, the lines are open, 0861-555-189. You want to give us a call. We've still got lots of stuff to talk about this morning, but we thought you might want to hear this. There's this clip on the news about South Africans in the far right wing.
Some
British TV show. It's quite an old clip, but I thought it might be interesting just because there are these people who just don't live among us or like the rest of us. And if you just listen to them, you get a feeling like they really thought that the old days were much better than what we've got at the moment, which is bizarre because I think everybody agrees that life is better now than it's ever been in South Africa. Listen to this.
Now, it's often called the Rainbow Nation. South Africa's transition from apartheid to democracy is frequently held up as a global success story. But 20 years on, the dream of racial harmony is still a long way off. The filmmaker Taryn Crossman traveled to rural South Africa to meet the Commando Corps, an extreme right-wing group of Afrikaners who believe in a war between the races is imminent.
Imminent.
Most likely goes the widely held belief sparked by the death of Nelson Mandela itself. They've now begun...
Do you remember that? That before Nelson Mandela died, everybody was saying, well, not everybody, but a bunch of lunatics were saying, oh, that's gonna be when the blacks attack us.
Yeah.
I remember.
They were properly scared. It was fun to watch.
Well, it was fun to watch because you were sitting there going, You're stoking the fires. Mabali was telling every white person she knew, your day to be driven into the sea. It's coming.
Your days are numbered.
And then you'd get these people who fall for that kind of thing being really terrified of Mabali.
Training thousands of youngsters to take up their cause of a separate white state. It should be said that Jackie Long's report does include strong racist language and ideology that many viewers will find deeply offensive and distressing.
That's usually when I know I'm going to enjoy a show. This is a bunch of people in camo. That's probably the offensive part.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of people in like camo, and they're all standing around a flagpole of the old South African flag, and they are saluting.
In the middle of a field northwest of Johannesburg, a group of young Afrikaner boys has arrived for a very different kind of boot camp.
In die Bybel staan, swart mense moet by swart mense bly en wit mense moet by wit mense bly.
Uh-oh. I don't remember reading that in the Bible, did you?
Not in the Bible, no.
I can't say I'm an expert on the Bible, you know. I'm probably exactly the opposite, but I don't remember a part where it says that the blacks and the whites should really be separate. I think that was part of what they put in the Bible.
In their Bibles.
Yeah.
that only they were reading.
Ek het nie swart vriende nie. As hulle na my kant toe kom en hulle vra vir my, kan ek met jou gesels, dan sê ek nee.
Mubs, you should try to walk up to this guy and say, kan ek met jou gesels?
Yes.
And he just goes, nee, and he walks away. That's his way of dealing with the other races.
Ek gaan net my rug draai en ek sal loop.
He's quite a calm racist.
Yeah. Also known as Sparky, is 15. This is his first experience of commando camp.
Sure.
Dit is meer van selfverdediging. As hulle sê, die swart mense nou wit mense aanval. Dan tree die AWP in om te sê, julle moet uitgaan uit ons land, uitgaan uit ons gebied uit of ons skiet op julle.
So that's really nice. Basically, if you disagree with us, then we will shoot you. It's very sensible.
Basically. At least it's simple, you know.
And what bothers me is like this is being shown in other countries. It's just so weird that there are people who want to live entirely on their own. I mean, there are black people who, for example, don't want to live with white people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to live in the same neighborhood. They don't want to be separate. It's like when anybody takes themselves and they make themselves different. It always drives me crazy, whether it's for political, racial, or religious reasons. They want to be separate. They want to like separate. Like Jerusalem has got a Jewish quarter, Christian quarter, a Muslim quarter, and then there's some other, like I can't remember what the other one is.
There are black people who are happy when they hear stories of South Africans moving to Australia. They're like, yes, they must go.
Yeah. Well,
they must all go.
I'm kind of happy when I hear that too. It's like more for me. But Andrew, what do you reckon, dude? Hang on. Got to get to Andrew. Damon, have you put Andrew on hold? Sorry. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah?
Yeah, hi, man.
How's it?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I'm all good.
What did you call for?
Hey?
What did you call about?
Oh, we got a winner.
Andrew, what did you call for?
I'm calling about the kid that was speaking earlier.
Took you a long time to tell us that. What is it you wanted to say?
I wanted to say that it's a shame that he's actually brought up in the way that he is.
Yeah, okay. Like, thank you, Andrew. Oh,
goodness.
I'm just going to run to get a call from now on, Damon.
Gareth.
Yeah?
I kid you not. I told him.
Told him.
I told him, please get straight to the point. Please do not say, how are you? And you put him on and then it's like, I'm just beside myself. On the one hand, I feel like a failure. On the other hand, I know I did the right thing.
No, you have failed a lot this morning. This one I won't blame
you.
No,
the red balls, I admit, I failed there. I didn't bring the red balls. But that's, when a call comes through, I nurture that call. I prepare them.
All right, Damon. How about you answer line 3 and 4?
I'm too scared to know.
Just see what you can do.
I'll try.
Just do your job.
Get back on that horse, Damon.
I have to sit on him to do stuff. Anyway, I don't want to hear more of this this racist thing. I just thought it was funny that they sang Eddie Blow at this old South African flag.
And so badly.
And it's 2014.
I did see a picture on Twitter on the 7th of May when we were voting. There was a guy with a T-shirt on that had the old South African flag.
But I think he was a comedian. There's no way. Yeah, he couldn't have been taking him seriously, right? You can't possibly think that that's for real. By the way, in case you didn't hear it, Oscar Pistorius has been sent to a mental institution for observation for 30 days. And Ari got out in the streets and asked the guy if he thought Oscar was crazy. Here's his response.
Do you think he's insane?
I don't think so. That man is a good person. He's mentally normal. For me, he must go to jail. If I was nailed, the magistrate that judging him, I was going to say, go, bye-bye to jail. See you after 25 or 30 years.
What do you think will happen to him in jail, though?
Just when he's in jail, he's going to learn. He's going to learn.
This guy thinks it's hysterical. And he's exactly the kind of guy you don't want as a judge if you ever accused of murder or something else. That guy is not meant to be on a jury. You'll be lucky not to have him, if you know what I mean. It is 8:30. Can you believe it? Feels like we've been here 15 minutes.
You still got the unsober news.
Oh, that's true. We've got to do that. We'll do that next. We come back from Comedy Central in a little while. How about a little bit of music?
All right, then.
All right, let's do this. CliffCentral.com. We're back in Comedy Central live this morning. Got a couple of calls on, and we've got the unsober news with Leanne Moll, which is going to be all stories about drunk people all over the world who've done embarrassing, stupid things in the hope that if we tell you these stories, you won't do dumb, embarrassing things on a Thursday as well. Because it is Puzza Thursday today, so it's time to misbehave. But before we get to that, let's go to Mariki quickly. Hey, Mariki, what's up?
Hello, this is Gareth.
Yeah.
Okay, Gareth, I'm Avia Beer.
You're Avia Beer, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, very few of you guys left.
Well, we try to procreate as much.
Oh.
Where do you live, Mariki?
I live in Free State.
Okay. And how long have you been Avia Beer?
Since I was born.
Really? You were born Avia Beer?
Yes.
You were born with hatred, huh?
I don't hate. Oh. I love white people.
Yeah, but you hate black people.
No, I don't hate black people. I don't know black people.
You don't know any?
Black people.
You've never met any black people?
Yeah, so how can I hate someone I've never met?
But you've never met any black people at all. You live in the Free State. Where do you do your shopping? Where do you do your banking? Where do you do anything? You must obviously interact with black people somewhere.
No, I do online shopping.
So what, do you stay at home? Are you like one of those the Amish people that never leave your little village?
Yeah.
Do you have a maid?
I think she's not speaking to you because you're black.
Oh, okay, sorry. Just
ignore my buddy. She's black. We'll carry on asking you. Mariki, do you have a maid or someone else who you encounter that's maybe black? No?
No, we're not lazy like that. You know, like normal white people. We do our own work.
So you do all the housework?
Yeah.
And you're happy with this? It sounds to me like it's kind of confined. You're almost like living in a prison.
No, it's fun. But I want to tell you what happened. Like, you know, like every time we heard Nelson Mandela was going to die, I want to tell you what happened there.
When you heard Nelson Mandela was what?
Going to die every time they heard that.
Yeah. What happened?
All right. But like our fathers and our husbands, they built bomb shelters, and they put us in these bomb shelters, and you just listen to Radio Avia Bia.
Mariki, I'm struggling to understand whether you're being real here or whether you're taking the piss.
No, it's real. I promise, it's real.
I don't know. Your accent seems to change as well. I think you're taking us for a ride.
Can I talk Afrikaans then?
Yeah, but it's still going to be boring.
No,
you
can,
any
so
language
boring.
You speak. No, I don't buy you. I'm sorry. I think you're taking the piss. I really can't. I can't believe it at all. She's got the internet, so she can't possibly be Avia Beer. Avia Beer wouldn't understand the internet.
Okay, well, now
no
we
way.
Know.
Sorry, and now you can't. You can't buy those two-tone shirts online. It's not possible that she's Avia. She's obviously she's just a fake. Let's do the unsober news with Leanne Mould. See what's going on with drunk people everywhere. Are we being racist? What's that?
No, I'm saying we know our racist. We
know
our
racist.
We can see
racist,
right through her, man.
No, quite right.
Online shopping, please. That was a dead giveaway.
Listen, tell Mariki if her dad really is Avia Beer, why doesn't he do movie reviews for us? And we'll only give him Denzel Washington movies. Movies starring
Halle Berry.
Black porn.
Mapuna.
Mapuna. Yeah. We'll give him only black movies to review. Then I've got a use for her.
But then he might kill over.
Well, he could do some very funny reviews. Get her back and see if you can ask her about that. Get an Avia Beer movie review. I think that would be very funny. Here's the unsober news.
Yes, it is Puzzle Thursday. Let's get the bad news out of the way.
Yeah.
Alcohol kills one person every 10 seconds in the world.
It's only one every 10 seconds. It could be 3, 4, then we'd be worried.
South Africa is among the top consumers.
Really?
We've already found this out. With female South Africans are the biggest binge drinkers in the world.
Yes.
And binge drinking is responsible for some of these deaths. So, yeah, alcohol caused some 3.3 million deaths in 2012.
All over the world?
All over the world.
That's not that many. How many people are born a year?
Okay, well, that's 5.9% of global deaths.
That's nothing.
By comparison, HIV/AIDS is responsible for 2.8%. Percent, yeah, as opposed to alcohol,
so
which
then,
is 5.9%.
We don't have to worry about AIDS or alcohol then. It's very small numbers. What the majority of people will die of what?
Alcohol.
No, man. I mean, it can't be. It's like car accidents and things like that.
Well, the alcohol causes... Car accidents through alcohol abuse are included in that as well.
Ah, but here's the interesting thing. A lot of the people who die on our roads in this country are pedestrians, not even people in cars. The vast majority of people who die on our roads are pedestrians.
So it's
maybe
measured,
drunk pedestrians are the problem.
It's measured by diseases that are caused by alcohol, abuse that's caused by alcohol,
okay,
that sort of thing, accidents.
Okay, but then that's included in that 5%.
Yes, it all is.
All right, not so bad.
Okay.
Something to celebrate. I mean, let's be positive and optimistic about this. It's not something to be embarrassed about.
So you're on a flight from Philadelphia towards London.
Yeah.
And you're on the flight for an hour when a passenger starts becoming unruly, starts groping women very, very drunkenly. And you would think that he would just be restrained and you'd carry on flying to London.
What did they do with Trevor Gumby?
The plane made a U-turn and went back. They had to first dump some fuel before they could land. People were delayed.
All because of one person.
Yeah, can't they just restrain him?
Knock him out. There was this one person on the plane with me once. He started screaming and like talking about Jesus and we were going to crash and we were going to die. And we're sitting in the plane and he was about three seats in front of me. And he was going crazy, but like screaming and looking out of the window and making everybody else uncomfortable. And there was a woman next to him who was bursting into tears because she didn't know what the hell to do. And I said out loud, I said, will someone hit him, please? Because that's the only way to deal with these people. Knock them out, then everyone else can have a safe landing. And we can deal with him later.
They should have, like, formaldehyde or whatever it is.
Oh, those shocking things.
Yeah.
How did they deal with him, though?
I don't know. Someone, one of the stewardesses came over and said, sir, please calm down, sir. And he didn't stop. Because now she had to go and sit down and tie herself in as well. So it was a mess. You remember that woman on that plane in America?
Yeah.
Who started screaming and carrying on?
She was insane.
Well, I wonder if I can find that for you, because that's pretty unbelievable. Some of the things that people have had to deal with in planes. Because you let these lunatics into the plane and, you know, they look like people just like you and me. But they could be very, very dangerous.
She was a religious fanatic, wasn't
she? Yeah, she was. It's usually those. See if I can find that, because that is something else. Here, this woman freaking out on a flight from New York to Tampa in Florida. Imagine you hear that. You've just woken up.
God, you're my savior! God, you're my savior! God, you're my savior! God, you're my savior!
She's been freaking out for the last 20 minutes. She started off by telling everyone to pray for her mother who just passed away. Then she went up and down the aisles telling everyone to pray for her mother. And then she's been like this for the last, 15, 20 minutes.
God, you're my savior! God, you're my savior! God, you're my savior!
I would so knock this woman out. I'm sorry. It's just not fair on everybody else.
I don't know if this guy next to her knows.
You're saying, God, you're my savior?
Yeah. Down the whole time.
It seems like out of everybody on the plane, the one person he wouldn't save is her. I mean, he's given her an affliction. This is a problem here.
Oh, what a terrible situation.
And she doesn't stop. It carries on for half an hour, apparently.
Surely she'd pass out from exhaustion.
The only thing to do with someone like that is to take out one of those oxygen bottles and like smack them upside the head. Like knock them out.
They should have tranquilizers on planes. If somebody needs to be knocked out, just inject them with.
But with her, I don't know if you want to get close enough.
Anyway, they must restrain her.
Drunk people are not good on a plane. This person. What was that sound?
It sounded like a fart.
That sounded like a fart.
Was it my chair?
I don't know.
That sounded like sweaty butt cheeks rubbing together.
It did, though. Hang on. Let me just see if I can recreate that. No.
No.
Try here.
Oh, there a little bit, yes.
Wait.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bit of a fart. Like, could suspiciously be a fart. Hang on. Almost. All right, I carry on with your drunk stories.
Okay, 16 celebrities who don't drink.
Really? Totally sober celebrities?
Totally sober.
All right, let's
They either have never touched a drink or they stop because of something.
I'm guessing Barbara Streisand.
She's not on this list.
I'm guessing Betty White.
How about I tell you if you thought that they were teetotalers or if you thought they were heavy drinkers?
Okay.
How about that tarty actress from Sex and the City, Kim Cattrall?
Oh, she's a big boozer. Cattrall must be one of the biggest boozers in Hollywood.
Lives a clean and sober life.
Really?
Clean living. She prefers to get high on fashion rather than drinks and drugs. Crazy Tyra Banks?
She doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Because she's boring. She's really boring. I've watched her show before and you fall asleep. She should drink. If she drank a little more, she'd have more viewers.
She hasn't tasted alcohol since she was 12.
I can tell.
Christina Ricci. Remember,
in fact, she hasn't tasted anything. She's so thin. She's all modelly.
She is very,
So she hasn't had anything, food or alcohol.
Remember, Christina Ricci used to be quite a party chick.
Now, she is from the Addams Family.
And she was also from the Eileen Wuornos
Monster.
She was the lesbian Yeah. No, she figured out that losing herself at the bottom of a bottle wasn't the answer. And today she's a teetotaler, but she was heavy on the party circuit when she was younger.
Bob Monster.
Okay.
Do you think Jada Pinkett Smith drinks?
No.
No.
I don't think so?
She used to drink 2 bottles of wine by herself in one night.
I think being married to Will Smith, you'd have to start drinking at some point.
But also, you take one look at her body, and it's not surprising that she doesn't put poisonous stuff in it. She looks great.
Hey, I know a lot of very attractive women who are in great shape, and they booze like...
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think that's fair. All right, what else?
Okay, here's two that aren't surprising. Blake Lively, she just looks kind of innocent. And Kristen Davis, also from Sex and the City. She was the innocent little brunette.
No, I don't remember her. I've never watched Sex and the City.
Jennifer Hudson, she grew up in a rough neighborhood, saw plenty of lives ruined by drugs and alcohol.
But she used to. I guarantee you she did when she was younger.
She says, nope, not at all.
Not at all.
Even when her mother, brother, and nephew were murdered by her brother-in-law, she didn't even find solace in the bottom of the bottle. Nope.
Mm.
David Beckham doesn't drink.
Well, sportsman, athlete, you know, got to be strict with yourself.
I've been trying to drink, but I can't really find a way to open the bottle. It's very complicated to open a bottle. Sometimes I sit there and go, for hours at a time, and then Posh has to come over with a bottle opener, and I don't know, it's like magic. She opens it up, and then I could suddenly drink. It's very nice, usually just apple juice.
Well, his mum must have been popping his beers when he was younger because he wasn't always a teetotaler. Yeah. He grew up in that whole, culture of pub drinking and watching football.
I just need to turn off this air conditioner. Carry on.
All right. Tim McGraw, he stopped drinking. He gave it up for his daughters because he had quite a bad drinking habit.
Oh, he's a country music star, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good and clean and sober now. Ben Affleck.
Oh.
He went to rehab in 2001. And he's now married, as we know, to Jennifer Garner. He's been sober for nearly 15 years.
Sorry, I could feel my throat drying out.
Yeah.
This aircon is like a nuclear power station.
Now, these four are very surprising to me. Colin Farrell doesn't drink.
Doesn't drink, huh?
Whoa.
No.
And he's Irish.
He said there was a period of about 15 years where he hadn't spoken a word or made love to a woman while sober. He's now been sober for 8 years.
Okay, but this is recently.
Yes.
He's just gone clean now.
For him, he used to drink so much that he had to stop.
Yeah, right. I understand that.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's
totally cool, yeah.
Okay, Matthew Perry, he was sort of in the same boat.
From Friends?
He had a well-publicized battle with alcohol and drugs.
You know, as soon as he got kicked off Friends, there was nothing going on for him, so he drank. And then he got into like some movies. And his career started going up again.
Yeah.
Then he was okay.
And he's absolutely fine now too. Bradley Cooper.
Really?
From The Hangover.
Bradley Cooper doesn't drink?
He doesn't drink. He's been sober for a long time. He said that he was imbibing quite frequently in his late 20s.
Yeah.
And when he was 29, he got drunk at a party and thought it seemed like a good idea to bang his head against a concrete floor. Ended up in hospital. And realized that it could sabotage his life by drinking. So he's been sober since the age of 29.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And Damon Calvari is another famous celebrity who does not drink.
Yeah, he doesn't drink.
No, no, that's not true. I will have a drink, but I've only been drunk once in my life and I was just a little bit unsteady. I wasn't like Leanne drunk.
What do you mean Leanne drunk?
That's like full on drunk.
It's like tick drunk.
Like drunk where you're like stumbling around.
Do you remember when we were in that lift in Durban with Leanne? Mm. Talk about Beyonce and company. Do you remember her?
Oh boy, here it comes.
What happened?
She could barely stand.
She couldn't stand, for starters. And then I recorded this. I said to her, do a laugh for me, Leanne. So she laughs like this. This is actual recording of Leanne Moll. I'm not making this up.
Make it stop.
You were so out of it. It's incredible. And then you started sounding like this.
Yeah,
see,
right.
Gareth,
yeah.
You only need one drink. That's it.
Yeah, look, I think that people
overdo it. Then apply it to food as well. You might.
Well, you can have a really big meal, so that's once.
Yeah.
Okay, right, and the final guy who I was quite surprised at the fact that he doesn't drink is Gerard Butler. He apparently partied hard from the ages of 14.
Another Irish guy, isn't he? Or Scottish? I think he's Irish.
He's Scottish.
Is he Scottish?
Scottish, yeah.
14 to 27. He had quite a big binging session. He's now been sober for more than 15 years.
Wow, good for him. I'm impressed at all these celebrities who've said no to drinking. Of course, they're probably all on drugs, but that's a separate story. But you have to have the debate of which one is worse and which one's better. All right, well, it's been fun this morning. Thank you. And tomorrow's Friday, so it's even more cool and more exciting than the rest of the week. And I can't believe that we've already started our third week on Comedy Central and on Cliff Central. So thank you for joining us if you have. It's been loads of fun so far, and we hope to give you even more. And we've got to think of a really horrible thing for Lindo, the intern, to do tomorrow, since he only couldn't do his thing because of Damon this morning. Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you, Damon Calvary. And thank you, Leanne Moll.
Anytime.
Drunk, unsober news. And thank you, Mabali Molloy.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good. We're out of Comedy Central. Excellent. So now we can carry on doing normal stuff. Like,
we
for
can
example,
breathe out.
Yeah, this TV thing, it's stressful.
Sucking your stomach thing is tough.
Mm. Here is, listen to this. This is a station in Britain. They call up the Scottish man who runs a pizza parlor, and he's the grumpiest man you've ever heard in your life. So they try and catch him out, and he has no sense of humor at all.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, yeah. I think there's someone in your place. Two of my friends, in fact.
What?
There's two of my friends are in your place at the moment, and I can't get through to them.
I'm not a message service.
Pardon?
I'm not a message service. It's a pizza shop.
Yes. I just need, right, there are two friends, and I need you to find them for me. I think they're in your place, okay?
Right, what's their names?
Right. Anita.
Anita.
You writing this down?
Gonna get go right, Anita.
Right. Anita, Gofradump, Gofradump.
Anita Gofradump.
Then they call him back.
Pizza. Hello. I was just wondering, do you deliver?
Yes, we do deliver.
Okay then. I'd like one large pizza.
One large pizza.
With liver and pineapple.
Ugh. Liver and pineapple?
Yes.
We don't do liver and a pineapple and a pizza.
Sorry?
We don't do liver on pizzas.
Well, you said you deliver.
We deliver off you little
so angry.
Pizza.
Hi, do you do takeaway?
Of course we do takeaway.
You do takeaway, yeah?
Yes, we do takeaway.
Okay, what's 12 minus 6?
F*** you, you
so angry.
At your plunge.
He's such an angry guy. I love him. All right, we've still got to get through the poll, Moll. Have you got one of those?
I do.
Damn, it seems like everything's gone so fast today. We got to slow everything down. Damn it, damn it, damn it. I thought we'd have enough time. What, with 3 hours of solid talking?
Well, I think we should do 7 at least.
Let's take it up to 7. All right, what do you got?
The poll yesterday, thanks to Sia, was, as a non-chocolate person, can you speak an African language? The results went like this. 8% said, is that the language that Johnny Clegg speaks?
Yeah, because he said something yesterday. I want to see if we can get a clip of it. Someone asked him a question, one of the callers, and Johnny Clegg actually said, it's a problem. But he said it like that, it's a problem.
I didn't pick that up.
Oh, it's been picked up on social media.
Oh, wow.
Someone took a picture and said, you can see Johnny Clegg really is a Zulu guy because he said problem. I'll show you the picture.
While you're looking
he
for that.
He truly is a white Zulu. Just listen how Baba Johnny Clegg says the word problem.
Problem.
Let me see if I can play this. I can't off of here, but Pabi Molloy actually sent that out.
Oh,
so thanks, Pabi.
18% said, oh, hell yes, I click my tongue several times a day anyway. 23% said, is this for marks? And then the majority, 52%, said, yeah, I can totally understand what Morgan Freeman is saying. Today's poll is, which of the intern's tasks did you think was the worst that you'd never be able to do?
Okay.
We had eating dog food,
Yes.
We had washing day on's feet, wearing pyjamas to work, wearing your school uniform to work.
School uniform, pyjamas, dog food, feet washing, and the balls.
Oh, and then writing, see,
and writing your name
foot.
With your foot. With your left foot.
No, it's definitely the dog food. Has to be.
And not washing Damon's feet.
That's horrible, but I think eating dog food is worse. I would heave. I can't even put, you know, what's that cheese called that's they put it in the Caesar salad?
Blue cheese.
No, the blue cheese, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible. I don't like that.
Camembert or whatever it is. Roquefort cheese. Roquefort cheese, that's the one.
Gorgonzola.
I taste those.
Oh.
I actually, my mouth goes all like.
I can eat a punnet of that.
Oh, I can't handle it, hey. So if I had to eat dog food, I'd definitely throw up all over the place. Chanda everywhere. All right. Thanks, Ass. That's the poll. We still have the unnews on its way. We might as well do that now. It's 9:06. And don't forget, Ciro, who we met earlier, who'll be doing the motoring show. And who better than an Italian, by the way, to do a motoring show? He'll also speak to Jack Parrow on his show about cars. That's pretty cool. Here's a quick announcement for you. MTN are now offering uncapped Unradio on WeChat for a limited period. MTN are excited to announce the launch of the new and improved internet services, which cater for customers' social chat and browsing needs. Buy any MTN internet service and stream Cliff Central for free. Isn't that fantastic? Uncapped Unradio on WeChat for a limited period. T's and C's apply. I think this is groundbreaking. It's the best news ever. Better than the unnews, because now you don't have to pay a huge amount of money to get the show in the morning, the kind of show you deserve, the kind of show you like. It's easy to do now. Doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg, like that arm and leg they found in the bucky in
the
Lesotho,
and the heart in the in the pot,
and the testicles behind the seat.
Yes.
See, MTN would never do that to you. Other networks may need an arm, a leg, and testicles behind the seat, but we try to find ways with MTN of making it cheaper for you. So go and get it ASAP. 60,000 people already have, and they're saving money. You should do it too. Who knows how much better your life could be if you did that. Let's get into the unnews for this morning. Judge Masipa has decided Oscar Pistorius will have to undergo a 30-day psychiatric evaluation at Vescorpi's. Pistorius will be an outpatient because he's worried about the security at Vescorpi's. Worried about security everywhere. Football legend Diego Maradona has urged the rest of Argentina and fellow Argentinian Pope Francis to move ahead with reforms and to transform the Vatican from a lie into an institution that gives more to the people. Maradona added, "It's not like your FIFA. Please, do more good." And Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups have expanded their online presence with increased use of social media. So far, Abu al-Ulhaq has 57 followers. 55 are Americans who live in Virginia. One is his neighbor, who is also his butcher. And the other one is his wife, Haslima, who's very controlling and watches his every move. The FBI could do with people like Haslima. We'll see you tomorrow. Have an awesome evening. Well, morning, afternoon, and evening. And tomorrow's Friday. That's the good news. Oh, so glad it's Friday.